Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Power Half Hour. In a few seconds time, Ronald joins us for a quick workout. And thereafter, we're joined by Sumaya Kavadia. And today, we're discussing the healing power of sound. It's very, very interesting. And I look forward to, getting some info on this very, abstract way of thinking. And Sumaya always comes up with these type of topics, which, gives a lot of information that we might not have known. But now it's time to welcome Ronald to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ronald.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, brother? Can you hear me loud and clear?
Loud and clear, my man. How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah. I'm so glad to see that you're having the right portion size of lunch today.
You know what? When I posted that pickup, I was... The first person I thought of was you. I say, Ronald is sitting somewhere judging me at this moment.
I said to myself, you're actually doing it in the right way because you're not going out there spending on additional cost of food. It's what was left over from last night, and it's packed in a nice portion controlled manner.
Yeah.
So you still get wonderful nutrients and the benefit of home cooked food. So alhamdulillah, brother, you are setting a shining example for us all.
All right, just to inform the listeners who might be lost as to what we're discussing today for lunch, very interestingly, my wife put curry khichdi with the steak and the aloo and everything from last night in a small little container. And I knew Ronald would be happy with the portion sizes, so I'm glad for that. But now I'm even more excited because I know it's time for the workout. And I know Ronald's always got some exciting workout for us in store. So we're all set, bro. Let's go.
Well, very simple. Today's workout is, we started off the week with a nice and easy flexibility workout.
Yes,
today I want to bring in a bit of flavor.
Yep.
Okay, and a bit of flavor, I mean we're going to rock and roll. So from wherever you are, here's what I want you now to do. You're going to start off with basic star jumps, okay? You're going back to basics, playing as kids. You're going a game type of a workout today. So star jumps, off you go.
Right.
So this is where your feet open up at the same time as your hands clap over your head or clap over your head. All right, and you're going to be closing the feet and dropping the hands to the sides at the same time. And this you do for at least 30 seconds. All right, if you can, you can push for 45 seconds or a bit longer. That'll be also good for you. All right, and then what you then do is keep it going. Then you're going to shift over to the next one. Now the next one, brother, remember when we used to play games? We used to play, some people used to like draw it with chalk on the street and they used to play hopscotch.
Yeah.
Right? Now, from wherever you are, here's what I want you to do. You're going to hop on one leg, the other leg is bent, and you're going to alternate immediately to the other leg. So you're going to hop on the right leg, hop on the left.
Okay.
Hop on the right, hop on the left. And you're going to move it slightly to the side. So you're moving it side to side. What you're now basically doing is...
We toy toy.
You're toy. In the fit kind of a way.
Okay.
We toy toy. Mkaba must fall. Fat must fall. So what will happen with this is that you're alternating the legs. You're putting a lot of pressure onto your thighs. So you're not creating imbalance in your thigh workouts, but you really are focusing on your balance as well. So it's a thigh workout, a leg workout, a buttocks workout, but also an ab workout.
Yep.
So to keep yourself balanced is a very difficult thing to do, and you've got to engage your core. Now this you do for 15 hops on each leg, okay?
Okay.
Are you done? All right, the next one I wanted to go. Remember those old tomato crates?
Yeah.
Right? We just put them up as cricket wickets.
Exactly.
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to imagine that you're bowling a cricket ball.
Okay.
At that tomato crate. So wherever you are, all right, you're going to bowl and then take a lunge forward. So as you bowl, you're going to step forward with your back leg and lunge.
Follow through.
Follow through, my brother. You're going to follow through here. Then back you go. Forward and back. Forward and back. Now, it's a very quick, rapid motion. What you're now doing is transferring your weight backwards and forwards. You're also getting a wonderful lower body workout and mobilizing your shoulder and your upper body to release tension in that area. 15 on the one hand, and then try your left, because you have to be ambidextrous when we play sports.
Yep.
Try with the other one, okay?
Okay. How's that for some good form?
Amazing. Knocked it out of the park. Okay?
Nice. Let's go.
All right. Now, the next workout, the next exercise, no time is against us, we have a wonderful topic coming up later,
okay,
is linked into a game we used to always play, And that would, of course, be the old school, the modern day kids call it hide and seek. For us, it was seat to seat.
Yes.
Okay? So what I want you now to do is climb under the table and then stand back up. Under the table or hide behind the table and stand back up. You're doing a squat type of exercise, but you're hiding behind the table so no one can see you over it. Okay, or behind a chair, and you're bending both legs into a squat, and then you stand up because they found you. Squat and stand, squat and stand, squat and stand. Brother, careful of the mics, please. And, you know, that's a fun way to bring games into a workout and take us back into our days of playing these fun games all in the streets and, you know, around our front yards. And our
you hardly see that nowadays, though.
Brother, you don't see it, and that's the problem. Many people are focused on games to get six-packs on their thumbs because they're busy playing phone games, iPad games, and TV games. Yeah. So get your kids out, get your kids active, go back to basics, what we used to enjoy as kids. And let your kids experience this wonderful benefit of fun and fitness.
Okay. There is one danger, though. In our extension 9, it's quite a crime spot. Well, not in recent times. And there are kids who play, they play hide-and-seek, and they jump into the yard. You know, and there's always a fear that you hope that someone doesn't have an Oscar Pistorius moment thinking that there's an intruder in your yard. Yeah. Meantime, it's the youngsters playing hide-and-seek.
You know, that's the one thing. You know, with anything in our lives, we need to, you know, have the following principles that apply. Health and safety. You know, health is important and so is safety. So, you know, the people in the exchange need to talk to the kids and talk to the owners of the homes so that they know to expect kids to come in or out, you know, form a WhatsApp group, communicate. And that's the thing to do. But to the kids, you know, it's very difficult at times, but if you can, you know, play together and confine yourself to one yard one day, for example, and play in and around that area with, of course, the owner's permission. But just be safe out there because it's not like we used to be when we were playing in the streets and it was fine. Times have changed. We have wonderful parks, but always go together and let kids play together so that they're never in danger of being harmed by anybody.
Wonderful stuff. Before we let you go, Ronald, you know, in line with our topic today, is there any particular reciter or nasheed artist or anything or nazm that, you know, soothes you or puts you in a good place?
You know, for me, you know, what I really enjoy is there's no one in particular that puts me in a good space. It is just I find the soothing melody and the melodic tune of and the rhythm of any nizam or zikr that appeals to me. You know, and there's one that I will never forget. And you know, when I spoke about it briefly, an old girlfriend of mine had passed away in a car accident when I was 20. Mm-hmm. And just before she passed away, someone recorded a zikring at the funeral of a cousin. And it was such a harmonious, smooth, soft, soulful tone that always puts me at peace. And alhamdulillah, you know, dua to everybody out there. Find what works for you and just, you know, be at peace.
All right. Jazakallah khair for that, Ronald. Have a wonderful day going forward, bro.
My brother, you too, and enjoy the kadikichuri if it's not finished already.
Done. In the past.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ronald there with the Verbal Fitness Sessions on Radio Islam International. It's time now to be joined, in a few seconds rather, by Laikot Sumaya Kubadia. We're discussing the healing power of sound. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International.
And when life is hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. You are the only one I will follow till I die.
Yes, indeed, it's time to discuss the healing power of sound. Joining us on the line is Life Coach Sumaya Kubadia. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sumaya.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi Ijaz. How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm well.
Alhamdulillah. Now, today on the Healing Power of Sound, I thought in the build-up, I'll get Mohammed Salim, our engineer, to line up this nasheed I use when I sit in for Mohammed Suleiman or Mufti Musaji on the show. And we're just going to give an example of how sound can take you back to another place.
Absolutely.
The other one. Here we go. Not this one. The other one, Mohammed Salim. He's having a terrible Tuesday, not a blue Monday. Let's see, give him third time lucky. There we go. Yes, and Sumaya, why I chose this nasheed is because this was the signature tune for this could have been us in Ramadan, and it takes me back to that time, all the humorous recordings in the studios, you know, putting it together and you know, just seeing the effect it had on the listeners of Radio Islam. Lots of people had enjoyed it, and yeah, so this nasheed, when I hear it, and a lot of people, when it plays out, then I get messages on the WhatsApp, hey, that's the song from This Could Have Been Us, and I'm like, yes, you're right. And yeah, so coming in line with our topic for today, Sumaya, You know, why have you chose this topic of the healing power of sound?
Well, Ijaz, you know, you opened it up so beautifully where you put that nasheed on and immediately you were sort of transported into a place of, you know, fun, excitement, everything was upbeat, productive. And, you know, you can see now this is why we chose to speak about sound today.
Yes.
Because the healing power of sound has so many benefits, which I don't think we really sort of realize, you know, what it can do for us in, you know, to our body and to the states of our mind.
Mm, indeed. So what exactly is sound healing, Sumaya?
Well, basically, Ijaz, sound healing is one of the oldest forms of healing. And sound is extremely powerful when used for healing.
Right,
because sound has the ability to affect the cells in our body. That's very important to understand, right?
Yes.
Because it's a therapeutic application of sound frequencies to the body and mind. And it's basically, you know, creating a frequency, you know, that vibration for someone that's conducive for healing. Or to get yourself into any state that you want. Right? For you, example, now when you put on that nasheed,
yes.
I'm sure that nasheed takes you back into a state where, you know, you feel that you're basically very productive.
Yes, literally productive, yeah, because
exactly,
I produced it,
exactly.
Yeah.
So if you want to do something and you know I need to become productive or go into my productive zone,
yeah.
I need to listen to these sounds because that's where it takes me.
Right.
So that's basically what sound healing is all about.
Okay, so how does it work then?
Well, basically how it works is, Ijaz, is that every single object in this universe has its own resonant frequency, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's called resonance. And what resonance basically is the quality of sound, right?
Mm-hmm.
These words, resonance, is all basically the quality of sound. You know, if you had a 2 glasses of water in front of you right now, Ijaz,
yeah. We
would have told you earlier on maybe to get the 2 glasses of water, but it's too late now. But if you had glasses of water, okay, 1 glass. If you had a glass of water, one that was filled with water and one that was empty,
yeah.
And if you took your pen and you sort of tapped on both the glasses, you'd get a different vibrational sound from each one.
Okay. Let me try and get Mohammed Salim to get me another glass while you continue, yeah?
Absolutely, because you know what? The frequency is different from an empty glass. And the frequency of the sound is completely different from a glass that is full.
Okay.
So that's what we mean, what I mean by when I say everything has its own unique vibrational sound. That is the resonance of every single object.
Okay, I'm just going to pause you there, right? Because I'm an eternal optimist. So even when a glass is empty, it's to me it's still full of air.
It is full of air.
Yeah.
Tap it and see how it sounds.
Okay, wait. Let's. Here we go. Mohammed Salim has brought the glass. So we're going to fill one with water. Okay, there's the one with... I'm going to bring them both close to the mic. Hopefully I don't spill it onto the mic. Okay, so here we go. This is the glass with the water filled, right? Listen to this. And this is the one that is empty.
So you can clearly hear the difference in the sound.
Yes, you can.
Right, so that is what, you know, this is now how listeners can understand that those are two of the same objects. You know, if we look at it, they both are glasses, but they both have their own unique frequencies.
It's reminding me of the ice cream guy as well, so some good memories there.
Absolutely. So you see more memories are getting triggered through sound.
Indeed, that is
right?
Correct.
So basically what happens if we look at our body, Ijaz.
Yeah.
Every organ, every bone, every cell in the body has its own resonant frequency as well.
Hmm.
Just like how you tap those 2 glasses and they sounded differently, right? And when one organ is out of tune in the body, it will affect the entire body.
Yep.
Think about it. If you've got a toothache or you've got a headache, it's affecting your entire body.
Yeah, you can't operate properly, yeah.
Exactly. It's not just isolated to your head or to your tooth, right?
Yes.
And through sound therapy, it is possible then to bring the body back into balance and harmony, the entire body. Just one organ is out of balance, but with sound therapy, the entire body can be brought back into balance, right? And then what's very important is setting an intention for healing, right? So we know intention is absolutely important because with sound therapy, intention underlies the way sound healing works. If you look at this example, Ijaz, you know, look at a mother that's trying to soothe her baby to sleep at night or, you know, whenever it's the baby's nap time. she sings for the baby, whatever she's singing, whether it's Nasheed or whether it's a Zikr or whether it's, she's just, you know, hymning a sound that, you know, that's to her own tune.
Mm-hmm.
Her intention is to put her baby to sleep, even though she's not consciously making that intention,
mm-hmm.
but that is her intention, to put her baby down to sleep. And within a few minutes, that baby is fast asleep.
Yes.
Right? So we've set that intention there, and then again, it's that voice, the therapeutic effect of the voice that's calming to the baby. So that's basically how this works.
Okay. Now, Smea, we're going to test it out, right? You heard when we played that Nasheed from the Skurabin Asus, you could audibly hear the excitement in my voice because I'm reminiscing of a exciting time at work, you know? So now we're going to try and play a Nasheed, which I feel is very soothing. And let's see if this, what you're speaking about, would change the way I speak, because it's one of the most soothing Nasheeds. For me, I think personally on the system, it is the number one of the most soothing nizams on our system. So, Mohammed Salim, let's go for that for a few seconds. Yes, indeed. That I can already feel, Smea, that it's taken me to a calm place now, more in a calm mood after listening to that.
Absolutely. You, myself, and I think every listener that is tuning into us today, Charles. Because exactly what happened there right now is that sound helps to facilitate shifts in our brainwave states.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So initially, you went from a very high level of, you know, alertness into now a very, very relaxed state.
Yep.
And your mood will show that, your tone of voice will show it. In your body, you will literally feel calm.
Right. Now, Smea, what is toning? Maybe you can explain to us this concept.
Well, Ijaz, you know, when we think about toning, toning is also part of, you know, sound healing and sound therapy. You know, like we just said, that by using different frequencies of you know, sound, it is possible to shift our brainwave states.
Mm.
So when we look at a thing like toning, toning is basically the creation of extended vocal sounds on a single vowel in order to experience the sound and its effects in other parts of the body.
Mm.
So when we put this into context, Ijaz, and we use the name of Allah, you know, many people make dhikr every single day.
Yes.
Now, when we use vowels, you know, the vowel sounds, they have like about five different vowel sounds, but I'm only going to, you know, focus on two, which is the R sound and the Hu sound,
okay.
Right? Those are the vowels that we're using in the word Allah. When we extend on the name Allah, you know, when we say Allah, it has the R sound in it. When we say Allahu, it has the Hu vowel in it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what happens is, it synchronizes the brain waves and helps us relieve tension within a few minutes. That's the power of toning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like we said, when we're using the word, you know, Allah, when we're using it just in that form, we're saying Allah and maybe we're pulling on that, you know, on that last bit a little. The sound of Allah has the attributes, you know, of centering us, expanding, you know, we feel this pleasant, heartfelt emotion. And it basically gives us these sensations that are felt around our heart area. This is now when you continuously, you know, in an audible voice, recite the name of Allah, because it's got that R vowel sound in it. And when we move into the Allahu, where it has the Hu vowel sound in it, the Hu is basically creating grounding and calmness, you know, relaxation.
Yes.
It's basically creating that awareness of physicality. It gives us that sensation of depth, and it's associated with the base of the spine. So now through this, you can greatly enhance your spiritual, your physical, and your mental states of well-being, right? Because toning restores balance and harmony to the body and the mind. And it can help you to awaken and basically deepen, you know, that inner sense of self. And you don't have to do this alone. Sometimes people do it in groups, you know, where men sometimes get together and they're making the dhikr of Allah. They're reciting that one name. Now, if you're focusing on, you know, the way I described it now with using the different vowels in Allah and Allahu, you are basically bringing your body into those different states. Now, isn't this empowering to know each other? The next time you use the name of Allah, you're sitting with that. Maybe you're sitting in a low vibrational state. Immediately you know how to get yourself into a high vibration state.
Yes, indeed. That makes a lot of sense. You're listening to the Power Half Hour on Radio Islam International. We're speaking to Life Coach Sumaya Kuvaria. We're discussing the healing power of sound. Now, Sumaya, maybe you can give us, you know, some of the benefits of sound healing.
Well, Ijaz, you know, sound therapy can sort of provide results for issues such as sleep disorders, anxiety, depressions, you know, stress. Everybody suffers with stress nowadays. People that are suffering with, you know, physical symptoms like improved joint function. It can also give you the sense of, you know, where you have this positive attitude to life.
Yeah.
And the most amazing thing is that an increased ability to deal with life challenges. That's basically what happens as well. You know, because people feel that sometimes challenges are just so much, so tough. I don't know how to deal with it. So sound therapy can do all of this for you. And just knowing what sounds, what do you listen to? Is it nasheed that puts you in that state? Is it Quranic recitation that puts you in that state? And even your own voice, where we said, you know, it's called toning, reciting the name of Allah. That can put you into these states where you become, you know, sort of more functional. Your body sort of gets into that balanced and harmonious state on a daily basis. This is basically how you can do it. And, you know, it's also important to note, Ijaz, that, you know, sometimes our environment is such that we're around loud noises all the time. And loud noises can elevate our stress levels. They can increase, you know, those states of imbalance in our body, in our nervous system as well. So think about it, you know, when you're in a very stressed out state, Ijaz. You know, a normal person, you know, when you're listening to people talking in a normal audible voice, when you're not stressed out, you can handle it. But when you're stressed out, even that normal tone of somebody sounds amplified and magnified.
Makes sense.
Exactly. That's basically, you know, what it is. And like I said earlier on, you know, when we're in a low vibrational state, we're vibrating below 500 on the frequency measure. And that means we're sitting in anxiety, anger, frustration, overwhelm, you know, all of those frequencies. So to higher your vibration above 500, you know, use sound therapy, use the dhikr, use your Quranic recitation, or whatever it is to take you to higher your vibration.
Yes, listeners, if you want to interact with us or have any questions or any comments for us, you can do so on Twitter at EJAZ_K. You can WhatsApp 072-786-1548 or SMS 48855. Smeya, any closing comments on the topic of sound healing?
Well, Ijaz, you know, I'd like to end with this, that saying, use sound therapy to get your body and your nervous system back into harmony, back into that place of inner stillness and peace, so that you can function on an optimal level on a daily basis, because you have these tools. You know, we don't have to go out looking for what can I do today to help myself. How can I feel more balanced and peaceful? You've got these tools, so make use of them. And most people are already using all of this. You know, they're reciting the Quran daily, they're making dhikr daily. Use it with intention.
Yes. Yeah, it's important that you find the trigger. You know, if there's a particular nasheed or a Quranic reciter or anything in particular, you can use it daily. It doesn't mean, oh, I listened to it yesterday, I can't do it today, it's not going to have the effect. It will, because it will resonate in your mind, isn't it?
No, absolutely. And it can become part of your daily ritual, like the topic we spoke about last week.
Yeah. So there you go, listeners. Lots of insight given to us. It sounds good. So, yeah, pardon the pun there. Jazakallah khair, Sumaya, for all your insights today and teaching us on the healing power of sound. And we look forward to another interesting discussion next week, inshallah.
Inshallah, Ijaz, you know, it was good coming on today. And, you know, if I may just go back to, you know, last week we had a caller.
Oh, yes.
Who posed a question, I think, you know, at the last minute. So I'm wondering if we could just quickly in 2 minutes, you know,
yeah,
answer
go for
her
it,
question.
Go for it. 100% go
for it. You know, her question, I think her question was something along the lines of where she's doing a daily ritual, but for the past 4 weeks, she was feeling tired and all of that, And, you know, to this listener, I'll say, you know, if she heard our show last week, the entire show, you know, we touched on different points. And she has two kids here, so you must remember that two kids take out a lot from a parent. Mm. And in that 4 weeks, in the four-week period where she's feeling so down and so low, maybe her kids have been sick or maybe they've been more clingy than usual, so she has to give them more energy, right, than she usually does.
Yes.
And perhaps there's a lack of sleep involved and, you know, just maybe, you know, she just has to do so much more, so she's basically functioning on a very low level.
Mm.
Again, like we spoke about it, you know, maybe her routine is not even fueling those four functions that we spoke about, those, you know, functions of emotional, physical, mental, spiritual well-being. So maybe there's just a little bit of change that needs to be done there in her daily routine. And I hope, inshallah, this answers her question.
Wonderful stuff. Jazakallah khair, Samia, for answering that question. I'm hoping the listener, you know, was able to get that info. And if she did, if she has, please do message us so we can confirm and have some closure that you have received that as well. Samia, thank you so much for your time today. We'll pick it up again, inshallah, next week. Have a wonderful day going forward.
Jazakallah so much for having me again, Ijaz, and same to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
That's it from the Power Half Hour team for today. We'll pick it up again next week, I was going to say, Mohammed Salim. We'll pick it up tomorrow, inshallah, for another edition of the Power Half Hour. From Mohammed Salim and myself, it's Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.